Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today, right here with Francisco Rojas. Appreciate every single one of you for tuning in to today's program right here on Phillies 24/7. And fortunately, Phillies, I mean, that game two was just weird. Game two was, I don't know, weird baseball game. Not a fun one for sure. Early on, I guess it was kind of fun. Just I guess one of those games you would say, this game is drunk. It was like that especially. I mean, the whole game was like that. It was weird. I mean, Sonny Gray's been good this year, and he was terrible. Aaron Nola, who's been up and down this year, but more down than up especially. I mean, this is, his worst outing of the year. So, I mean, Aaron Nola was absolutely horrible in this game, and it was a horrendous game. And the Phillies lose their first series since being swept by the Mets, by the way, which feels like forever ago. It was now almost a month ago. It was about 3 weeks ago, and the Phillies have been really hot since then, but not hot in this series as they lose 2 of 3. So we will get into, not going to really do like a game, I'll recap both games yesterday. Not going to get into my takeaways from yesterday's games. I'm just going to do takeaways from the series overall. So we'll do that. We'll preview the next series versus the Pittsburgh Pirates, a little bit of injuries and transactions, and then we'll end with some around MLB. And I want to talk about, of course, the Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson topic. I want to talk about that topic as they were removed from MLB's permanently ineligible list. So I'll give my short thoughts on that to end the show. So just kind of a recap summary of both of yesterday's games. In game one, the Phillies did get a 2-1 win. They got both of their two runs to get the win in that seventh inning, including a Bryce Harper bloop hitting the outfield that would score one. So that was pretty much it. Jesus Luzardo was incredible. We'll get to him in a couple of minutes. Luzardo was awesome. Went 7 in this game. Only gave up 1 earned run. The bullpen picked up Luzardo in this game. And then also Kyle Schwarber's on base streak coming to an end at 47 games. We'll also get to that in the observations and takeaways from the series. So that was pretty much game one in a nutshell. There wasn't a lot going on, but there was a lot going on in game two as the Phillies lost that one 14-7. You got 5 runs in the first inning from the Phillies, including a Castellanos double, a 2-run double, and a JT Realmuto home run. It was 5-1 Phillies at that point. And then fast forward a couple innings later, 5 runs in the third for the Cardinals as they really got to Aaron Nola in that inning. It was a 6-5 game at that point. Kyle Schwarber would tie the game, hitting a solo home run in the bottom of the third. It was all tied up at six. And then in the fourth is really, really where the Cardinals, that's pretty much the game there. Pretty much the game in the fourth. Aaron Nola would give up three runs to the Cards in that inning. And it was no looking back from there. Yes, Alec Boehm would hit an opposite field home run in the bottom of the fourth. It would make it 9-7, but the Cardinals would get five more runs in the eighth and ninth inning of this game, and the Cardinals would win 14-7. Both starters, like I'd mentioned, were really bad in this game, but in the end of the day, the Cardinals would score twice as many runs, and it was a 14-7 loss for your Fightins. So, observations and takeaways from this series. So, first one is that can't be too upset at really losing this series. We'll get into really the one or two of the negatives from this series, which is really just one guy. But you know, you lose 2 of 3 to a red hot St. Louis Cardinals team. The Cardinals of what? They came into this series what, winning 8 straight? That's what it was, right? And now they, with this series win, they've won 10 of 11, I guess that is, right? Because coming in 8 straight now. So they've won 10 of 11. So you can't really be upset at this Phillies team when they came into the series where, what was 11 and 4 in 15 games? Somewhere right around there. So they were like 11 and 4 in 15 games, somewhere right around there. And the Cardinals were stupid hot. So both teams coming into the series were stupid hot. I don't know how good the Cardinals are, but the Cardinals are a hot team right now. I think every team in Major League Baseball goes through hot stretches. And Phils lose their first series since that Mets series in mid to late April. It's been 3 weeks since they lost a series. There's nothing to be too upset about there. So coming away from this series, there is one thing that is a bit concerning, and that is going right into my next observation and takeaway from this series, which is another horrible start from Aaron Nola. The Cleveland start wasn't horrendous. It wasn't great, but it wasn't, this one was horrible. This one was absolutely horrible. He gave up 12 hits in not even four innings. 12 hits in not even four innings. Not 9 earned runs on the docket for Knowles. And the home run ball is really bitten him. That's 3 home runs in this game. And now that is tied for, that's not tied. It's third in Major League Baseball. Jameson Taillon from the Cubs, 13 home runs given up. Then Bowden Francis, second in home runs in Major League Baseball, 12. And then Aaron Nola right there, third with 11. And really, like, after the game, it's not encouraging to hear a pitcher talk about not really. I guess he said after the game wasn't really sure. He said he felt good going into the Cleveland start and didn't really point to much. Kind of giving credit to Cardinals hitters, which is something that you should do as a pitcher. Tip the cap to the other team, but giving credit to the other, to the hitters. But I don't know. It's really a struggle for Aaron Nola right now. I was looking at some of his starts from or splits from 2021. This isn't like the first time he's going through stretches where this is a 6.16 ERA and what? 9 starts, was his 8-9 starts now. Had a 6 ERA in June of 2021. Had a 6.19 ERA in September and October of 2021 as well. And those were, 5-6 starts there. But now this is 9 starts, right? This is 9 starts through the season now. So this is, a month and a half worth of starts for Aaron Nola now. It's not good. Aaron Nola is lucky that the rotation is as good as it's been, which leads me right into the next observation slash takeaway from the series, which is, I mean, we're not talking enough about how good Jesus Luzardo has been since he's been here. I think we're talking about him for sure, but, and maybe it's because the rotation's so good, you know, outside of Nola this year, because of the depth, because we're talking about Ranger, him coming back, because we're talking about how Taijuan Walker, even though he's in the bullpen now, how, you know, good he's been this year, and of course, Zach Wheeler, Christopher Sanchez. But, I mean, Luzardo has been the best starter for this team so far this year. He has been the best starter. In this game, 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, a couple of walks, 6 strikeouts. And this was from John Clark on Twitter yesterday. He's the first Phillies pitcher with an ERA of 2 or lower in his first 9 starts with the Phils since Aaron Harang back in 2015, and the first Phillies lefty since David West 31 years ago. I don't know. I mean, Lizardo's been nails. He's been not just, I mean, we were hoping to get just a good Jesus Luzardo that could be a good fourth or, you know, fourth starter in this rotation, somewhere around there. And he's been better than that. He's been one of the best pitchers in the National League. One of the best pitchers in the National League. So, I mean, not talking enough about how good Jesus Luzardo has been. Not talking enough. And, I mean, they needed him in that, in game number, first game of the doubleheader. Needed him to, because they didn't get any offense for him until that 7th inning, which is where he ended up, you know, leaving this game. That was right after he left, right? So, not talking enough about how good Jesus Luzardo has been for this baseball team. Couple more here. So, I'm getting close to saying Jordan Romano should be this team's closer. I'm like a couple more outings away. I would say, I want to see 2 or 3 more strong outings before saying Jordan Romano should be the closer of this team. Thank you. Right now, you can tinker between him and Alvarado. Alvarado is leading the team in saves right now, and Romano is right behind him at 4. But Romano's stuff looked really good yesterday, man. The fastball, slider, I mean, it's all he really throws. They were looking at some of the best stuff we've seen from Jordan Romano this year. And that's really exciting. This is what 5 or 6 starts now of just good ball coming out of him from the pen. So, and Jeff Hoffman on the other side, we're talking about the comparisons between him and Hoffman. Don't look now. I mean, Romano's looked way better than Jeff Hoffman has.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In his last, 6 to 8 outings, somewhere around there. So, I mean, Romano, I'm getting closer, almost there, to saying he should be the closer of this team. I mean, it was really impressive striking out the side to win the first game of the doubleheader yesterday. So, really strong stuff from Jordan Romano. Really, really good stuff, I think, to see as a Phillies fan. Last one. Unfortunately, ending it on a negative note, but really it's a positive note. So Kyle Schwarber, his on-base streak comes to an end, and it comes to an end at 47 games. The race to Schmidt's record, which was 56, unfortunately now 55 more games technically, I guess, out of reach, as Schwarber, you know, hit that home run yesterday. But unfortunately, Schwarber, the on-base streak coming to an end. But I mean, how good is Kyle Schwarber than this year? I mean, he wants the on-base streak is really cool. I guess it was dating back to the end of last year. And I mean, I think it also speaks to, I know it's just an on-base streak, not just an on-base streak, but also, I mean, just looking at what Schwarber has done this year. Now with the home run that he hit last night, now leading the National League in home runs, believe he's what, tied with Judge now, Aaron Judge, for home runs in the majors overall. So yeah, him and Judge tied at 15. And I mean, Schwarber has just been unbelievable this year. And it's not just the home runs. It's, you know, the 261 average. It's the 393 on base. I mean, those are, he's all on pace to have, I mean, I would say career highs in all of those. I mean, he did have a 266 average with Washington and Boston combined in 2021. So technically not on pace there, but he's close to it. I mean, we were complaining a couple of years ago when he hit 197. Now he's hitting 261, on base percentage close to 400. The 972 OPS, Schwarber's been unbelievable. And the on-base streak is just, you know, it seems like it's just, you know, not a small piece, but a piece of what he's done this year to the bigger picture, which is Kyle Schwarber. Where would they be without Kyle Schwarber this year? I don't know where they would be. I don't know because Bryce Harper, who is, I still think, and I know this might be not a popular thing to say right now, I still think Bryce Harper, track record, you have to put track record into it. I know he's had a bad start to the season. Still think Bryce Harper is the best offensive player on this team. Kyle Schwarber, obviously the best offensive player this year on the team, because, I mean, look at what Bryce has done. Who knows where they would be without Kyle Schwarber? You know, they're top 10 in runs scored right now, and if Schwarber's not this good this year, they're just a middle-of-the-pack offense. So, I mean, it's been unbelievable what Kyle Schwarber has been for the Philadelphia Phillies this season. It's just unbelievable. And unfortunately, the on-base streak ends. All right, let's get to the three-game set versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pirates come into, and by the way, the Phils have the off day today, so this will be this weekend. So Friday, 6:45, it will be, But before I get to the starting pitching matchups, Pirates 15-29. They're last in the National League Central, 3-7 in their last 10. They are coming off a 4-0 win over the Mets, but 3-7 in their last 10. And the rankings for the Pirates, their offense, they are dead last in runs scored. It's good for Phillies pitching to see. Starting pitching for the Pirates outside of Andrew Haney and Paul Skeens hasn't been super duper duper hot. They're 14th in ERA, so right there in the middle of the pack. Bullpen 20th in ERA. So starting pitching really the only decent thing going for Pittsburgh. Starting pitching matchups. Friday at 6:45, it will be Andrew Haney and Ranger Suarez. Saturday at 6:05, it will be Carmen Moldzinski. I think I'm saying his name right. I apologize if I'm not. It'll be Carmen Moldzinski versus Zach Wheeler on Saturday at 6:05. And then Sunday, 1:35, it will be Paul Skeens and Christopher Sanchez. I'm going to try to make my way up for that game on Sunday. I'm going to see if I can get a pass to go to that game, because I need to see Paul Skeens. I need to see Paul Skeens in person. I was super excited when I was looking at the schedule and I was able to see that we were going to get Skeens. Not great for the Phillies offense, but hopefully they'll have won the series by then, which actually takes me to my keys of the series in just a second. So Paul Skeens and Christopher Sanchez, 1:35 start on Sunday, which takes me to the keys to the series for the Phillies to win this series. Hopefully can take 2 of 3, get back on track. If not, please sweep. But it might be hard there with Skeens on Sunday. But you do have Sanchez on the mound. Keys to the series for Phillies starting pitching and the bullpen. Make their offense look as bad as it's been. It's really been O'Neill Cruz and a tiny bit of Andrew McCutchen. And that's pretty much it for the Pirates offense. I mean, it's really been nothing outside of that. O'Neill Cruz leading the National League in stolen bases. But again, not much going on there for the Pirates offense. If you're the Phillies, especially starting pitching, because you know you have three good starters going there with Ranger, Wheels, and Sanchez, make their offense look as bad as it's been. Shut down their offense. Do not let them get going at all. Even if they haven't been able to get going, and keep it that way. So make sure their offense looks as bad as it's been is key number one. Key number two, if you are this Phillies offense, is get to their bullpen. Now you're going to see two of their best starters that have been this year for the Pirates, which is Haney and Paul Skeens. You're going to see them in opposite ends of this series, Friday and Sunday. Get to both of their starters because get to all their starters, but especially those two. The first two, Haney and Moldzinski, because it's going to be hard to get to Skeens. But get to their bullpen. Get to their bullpen. Especially Haney, if you can get him early, like you got Sonny Gray early, even though you lost last night's game in game number two. If you can get to Haney early, set the tone, get him out of there early, get to their bullpen, just have a big day for the offense. And then Moldzinski has not been so hot this year, even though he is coming off a good start against Atlanta. Get to their bullpen. Get to their bullpen because their bullpen has not been as good as their starting pitching has been. So get to their bullpen. And then last one, like I'd mentioned, kind of. Make sure you win the first two games of the series. Make sure you win the first two games of the series because it's going to be tough game three with Skeens. Injuries and transactions that you should know about. Jose Ruiz has the injury with the neck spasm. Still TBD on his expected return, according to Phillies.com. Scheduled to make his second rehab appearance with AAA Lehigh Valley tomorrow. And he struck out one in a scoreless inning on Tuesday. And transactions you should know about. Daniel Robert, who actually pitched last night for a third of an inning, was added from AAA Lehigh Valley as the 27th player for the doubleheader. Around Major League Baseball, I'll just give you some National League East scores that you should know about. Already mentioned the Pirates beating the Mets 4-0. And then also we had Atlanta in the interdivisional matchup. Atlanta lost at home to the Washington Nationals 5-4, and then the Cubs beat the Cubs at Wrigley. So that is what you need to know with around the National League East. Okay, so last thing I wanted to get to here before the show ends. So Rob Manfred, it was announced on Thursday, it was announced a couple of days ago on Tuesday that Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, is removing Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson, and other deceased players from MLB's permanently ineligible list. And they will now be eligible for the Hall of Fame, to be inducted to the Hall of Fame if they are elected. And it would appear that the earliest that Pete Rose, the all-time hit king, and Shoeless Joe Jackson, who was a part of the 1919 Black Sox, could be enshrined in the summer of 2028 if they are elected. So here's my thing. Everyone's going to give, of course, their thoughts and opinions on this right now as this happens. And I mean, commissioner and MLB was not, I mean, they were obvious about it. I mean, they just said, since Pete Rose died, this is, they are no longer a threat to the integrity of the game. And now we're deciding to make them eligible. It's a little annoying that they're doing it that way. They're straight up, like, not even, They're not waiting a couple of years. They're not doing any of that. They're straight up doing it. Pete Rose dies very recently, you know, within the last, what, 6 months, I believe it was. It hasn't been that long. And they do this. Here's my thing. As far as the Hall of Fame goes, Pete Rose as a player should be in the Hall of Fame. What he did with the betting thing, and I know he's a bad, is not a great person. From what we know, he's not a great person. The whole relationship with the teenager, it's, I don't like Pete Rose. I don't like Pete Rose. I think there's a lot of messy stuff in the Hall of Fame. I think it's about the numbers. I think the character clause is kind of bullcrap. I think we pick and choose who we want in the Hall of Fame, even when it comes to the PED stuff. I think Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. As a player, the numbers are there, obviously. I think Pete Rose, the player, should be in the Hall of Fame. Shoeless Joe, I'm actually going to deep dive more into Shoeless Joe. Might do something for the other baseball podcast that I do. And I might do something with Shoeless Joe. I think Shoeless Joe should probably be in the Hall of Fame. Probably. Because if you look at his numbers from that World Series, didn't look like he was really trying to throw that World Series. So and he couldn't read and write and everything like that. So I think, right? So that will do it for another episode of Phillies Today. It's been Francisco Rojas. Stay tuned for everyone else who does a great job on this channel. I will be back soon.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.